Oh man.
Sheesh. This episode of Joy Tactics is brought to you by the Riyadh Comedy Collective. Today we are podcasting. Thank you to Mohammed bin Salman. We are going to be headlining the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
Right. Well, it's not the official one. There's another one going on that has some of the comedic goats of all time. But we are doing sort of like what Slam Dance is to Sundance, essentially, of the Riyadh. It's kind of the alternative Riyadh extravaganza. Yeah,
My Chemical Romance, dark side of indie side of Saudi Arabia. We're going to be bobbing all for podcasters. Jamal Khashoggi's body parts.
Is there a podcasting festival?
Jesus, Jack.
We should start our own fucking like how the creator, you know, what's that called? Flogna or something? Just like a festival for all your favorite podcasts.
Right.
In one place. And we can all link up together. Can you imagine the backstage vibe?
Lemon Party, fucking Pot About List, us. Chapo headlines, but they don't show up. The booker fucked up.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Okay. Enough of this silly talk about our own thing that we do. We have some business to discuss, and that's called fatigue, being the notion of being tired all the time and how to stop it, how to put a stop to that thing.
And why put a stop to that thing existentially?
Because when I'm tired, I'd like to jump off a fucking bridge and die.
Right.
God by the way, Eric, are you, a lot of people are wondering if you're okay.
Oh, you mean because of the blonde hair, which I very interestingly didn't discuss on the last episode, just to stir up some intrigue. I'll put your fears to rest. I'm okay. This is actually okay. I agreed to do this for what they call an independent film. And actually, if you're wondering, it did hurt. You don't think about that. Dyeing your hair like this does end up hurting your head. And it did hurt for about 2 days. Because they're putting legit bleach on that thing.
Also, like, Eric is an extra in this movie that he's talking about, and he just showed up. Like, he kept on texting the
hey man, I got some ideas.
Producer, yeah. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Just, you're not in the shot at all. You're just in the background of a diner.
Got some crazy
ideas.
Doesn't
matter what you're.
Sure, man. I'm willing to do anything. You guys can spit on me, shave my head, go blah, whatever you want. Dude, cosmetic jackass. Bring jackass back, but it's all about clothing and appearance.
I do feel like when I first did it, I was like, this is there was a minute where I got it down and I was like, you know what? I actually don't mind it. I actually don't mind rocking this shit up. But it's changed the texture of my hair, so I basically have to slick it back. You'll see it tomorrow, Nate. I have to slick that shit back.
Damn. Were you guys ever blonde? Like, you know how kids can be blonde and then they...
Never.
Jack, were you ever blonde?
I was wicked blonde, yeah.
Were you really? As a child?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Don't make me pull up the... Oh, my phone's actually dead for the day, but yeah, I was. What's that say about me?
I do feel like it. This look for me... It's kind of like peacocking. I do notice people trying to get a peek at me a little more. Who is that? Why has he done this?
What QR codes does he have access to?
What QR code?
What brand deals?
QR
what food truck does he run? Yeah.
Yeah. What
How food close
truck
is he to
he
Action Bronson? Yeah. which management company does he work for? Is it Action Bronson's?
Man.
You look amazing. Has anybody... Have you gotten, you know how people will like get a haircut for the first time? They're like, they look like ZZ Top, and then they come home one day with the fade and they film their like wife reacted to it.
Right.
You should do that, but with casting agents.
Hi, guys. Remember me? You remember me, right?
Oh, yeah. Eric.
Yeah, no, good to see you. It's been a minute. I haven't been hearing from you guys as much as I would like, but I know the industry's slowing down. But yeah, what do you think about this?
Like that. It's perfect. Yeah, it's great. We were just this. Are you okay? You know,
I'm good. Are you?
I'm great. We'll just do the audition and then make sure. Right. Yeah. Make sure you get home
my
safe.
My name is.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Danny. You already did so good. So let's just pat him down on the way out, and then you got the part.
Okay. Thank you, my guys. My name is Danny. Hey. Check under your pillow tonight. There's a gift for you in there. On there, in the underneath
that
thing.
You broke into the house of the casting director.
Yep. Hope there's no teeth under there. Right.
The Tooth Fairy of Hollywood.
Chill.
So when was the last time you had fatigue? I'll say it. I'm experiencing it right now, and I don't know why.
I am too, honestly, and I'm off and I got the Celsius Orange Sparkling. It should be working.
I'm in Philly at the Rittenhouse Kavanaugh Square. You know, they're really asking for
that
us
room
to be
looks nice
about
though,
it.
Jack. That room looks fucking.
Y'all
nice.
Wouldn't believe this fucking shit that they got us in. I mean,
let's
this is,
see it.
This is the living room. Look at this giant L couch.
This is just your room.
This is just my room. It makes no fucking sense.
It's a hotel?
Snap.
It's a hotel, but they've got this place doesn't look like a hotel. It looks like a damn, I don't know what the fuck this place looks like. Everything is gray. It looks like I'm in Houston. I feel like I'm in Houston on like a development project.
It looks nice. It doesn't look like a hotel. It looks like an Airbnb, and I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you so much. That's what I've been telling to all the people that I bring over for the after party after I do my amazing set where I never ever bomb opening for Sarah Sherman.
Especially hanging out with any freaks in Philly.
There's definitely no freaks, but let's just say what's his name? Kyle. What's his name? He plays rock and roll and he looks like
Kurt Vile.
Banjo-Kazooie version of exactly. Kurt Vile's brother, not Sam. Sammy's not him. They all are fucking hot. That whole family, all those brothers have amazing hair and six packs for no fucking reason. But the Vile, he goes by, he's a local legend. He goes by the Jello Man. And he came by strapped to the gills with a fucking suicide vest of Jello, different Jello shots and nerds. And he did, he came backstage and was freaking that shit.
Alcoholic Jello shots?
No comment.
Damn. You're saying Kurt Vile has a six pack?
I haven't really touched it, but no question.
Wow.
Giant heads of hair, all of them, and Jesus. Just healthy looking. Good for them.
I bet they're not fucking fatigued. And if they are, respect for getting that art done despite your challenges. See what I'm saying?
You know what you don't want to do when you have fatigue?
What?
Is try and force it away. I think sometimes it helps to just make peace with it and say, you know what? I'm going to unfold the lawn chair in my head, and this is where I'm at today. This is where I am.
This will surprise you guys, but I was hungover for my flight yesterday. But I have not really done this in the past where I stayed up pretty late. And kind of drank pretty late the night before a flight. I kind of had gotten, kind of stopped that in my life. But not yesterday. Not the night before yesterday. And so, oh man. But you know what? When that happens, I've gotten to the point to where if I were a monk, I would be, this would be me going into a closet and whipping myself with chains in front of some candles. Is walking through the Portland airport like, you know, afraid that my vision is going and that I'm going to have a stroke from the hangover or something. But
what were you doing on the flight all hungover? Did you watch a movie?
Well, it might interest you to know I was reading and listening to music, dude. I was still learning and experiencing culture. But
that's incredible.
But yeah, you
by
just
the way,
have to
congrats on your perfectly imperfect final.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but oh yeah, people God. Can't really get enough of that thing. I mean, to be honest.
So walk us through the process. You are pacing back and forth in your house. Uh-huh. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know you're about to get a crazy email.
Well, yeah, I could feel something was coming and then bzz, bzz, fucking DM comes in from Perfectly Imperfect. What's your email? I'm like, what could this be about? And so then I'm like, this is my email. What do you want to know? Why do you want to know it? All of a fucking sudden.
Should we explain what Perfectly Imperfect is for people who...
If you have to explain what that is to somebody, then they're a lost cause. But sure, I'll tell you what it is. It's a taste of the taste. And it gets some of the most creative and interesting young artists of any age, to drop a few things that they're liking at the moment and explain why they like them. A couple things they're enjoying.
But I like that throughout the entire process, you don't know that you're being interviewed for Perfectly Imperfect. They're like, what's your email?
I'm like I don't know why
you want to know my recommendations, but sure.
Yeah, I am rocking with fucking Walmart brand Crocs right now, if you want to know. Yeah, I do like the fucking raspberry flavor. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, that shit popped off and yeah, I sent that to them and then fucking less than 3 months later, boom. Yeah. Wow. That's a grid post. Collaboration grid post where people got to see some of my taste. Okay.
This is the bounce back.
I did look up the band Wishy. I think you had talked about them before, but they're really, really, I mean, great recommendation.
I'm kind of a stan of theirs. Kevin Crowder and the gang. It's a big collaboration.
Let's Google these guys. Wishy.
Is it a bunch of people in a band?
It's like five or six. And actually, Kevin told me, bro, he's in LA for these next 2 months, or a month or so. So we'll have to chill with him.
Add on some people right now. Yeah. Add on a fucking somebody with a trumpet. You need more people right now. The more the merrier.
Should I play another singer? Should I play an intro to one of my favorite songs of theirs? Or do you not even give a fuck?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Okay, this one I really like. isn't that good? That one's called Over and Over. And this is from Planet Popstar, the newest EP.
That kind of reminds me of Broken Social Scene. Speaking of big bands with a lot of people.
I see you walking on past. Wait, what's the name of the song?
Over and Over.
Over and
by
Over.
By Wishy.
That was it about Over Elden and Ring? Over by Wishy.
This is thanks for... Nate, that's you when you get canceled and you're a trucker on the fucking CB radio just trying to fucking connect. You can't stop playing music to all the other truckers.
These people look familiar, Wishy.
You might have met Kevin before up in New York. Maybe. Yeah.
They're from Indiana. I hope that they're all right.
Dude, that's what I also think is cool. This idea of... You know, I've been fucking traveling all over the planet these last fucking months. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about this, but there's a lot of places to live that don't have to be New York or LA. What are we doing in these places?
Say what?
There's a lot of places to live and real estate and fucking looser gun laws all across the country that we could be taking advantage of.
We need to get real estate on this Saudi Arabian line city now. Invest early.
Okay, well, you're going to have to show them you fucking mean it and not just with money. They don't deal in just money. They deal in blood as well. So get your shit ready.
Couldn't you see me getting in with the Saudi royals?
In what way? As like a
partying
gesture?
With them? Yeah. Like kidnap, basically.
A modern gesture?
Would you
slice your thang off? Or not the thang, but you know what I'm saying? The sack?
A part of it?
Go for the classic eunuch.
For the Saudi royals?
Would you become a eunuch for the Saudi royals for 400,000.
Well, if I'm doing for if a condo? I get to do comedy every single night for an amazing audience of people that love me, yeah, I fucking chop that thing off.
Okay, so you
and
slice,
I get the best fucking penthouse in the line.
It's a condo, and it's not a penthouse. It's like on floor three. It's a walk up. There's no elevator that goes to that floor.
They like lie to me. You know what? You'd be able to regrow that shit in 10 years. So yeah. I'll take the risk.
You mean with the CRISPR technology that's coming out and stem cells,
CRISPR, all that stuff. You'd be able to grow another thing, two things.
Ooh.
Four balls. One big, one.
Four balls, tiny. No shaft.
Which type you like? You like it thick? You like it skinny?
You like it green? You like it purple? I like pretty girls. Okay.
So back to the fatigue. Well, I have something on topic. Did you guys try? Have you tried? Well, you guys don't have problems with this. Falling back to sleep. Have you heard of this viral technique that has been going around?
No.
They talked about it on Poog, or it's not Poog anymore, Kate and Jacqueline's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately tried this. It's if you wake up in the middle of the night, I swear to God, I was like, They said it with such conviction of like this, you'll fall back asleep like instantly. And I was like, there's no fucking way this works. No fucking way. Next night I go to sleep, woken up, and I try it, fall back asleep within, you know, probably 15 seconds.
Stop teasing us. What is it?
So this is what it is. It's going to sound nuts, but this is what you do. You go, you close your eyes. Okay. I'm going to do it with my eyes open so you can see. So you look up or wait, no. I don't know if this matters in the order. I'm probably fucking it up, but it's like side, left side, right side, up, down, and then in a circle clockwise and then counterclockwise. And then you repeat that until you fall asleep, and you'll get like maybe three or four rounds of it in, and your eyes, you feel like you barely like can't even like do it after the fourth one. And then
it's
an
eye workout.
And then you pass out. It's crazy.
I don't like moving my eyes around. You know what I mean? I'd rather move my head and just look.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work for falling asleep. So you can try that, but
but it's not.
That makes me think that God has put so many fucking cheat codes into our bodies that we haven't discovered yet. Because that's
it
like
really
a GTA
did.
With
it,
the left, right, down, B,
yeah,
B, right.
It felt like
L1.
It's a legit like bodily cheat code.
I bet you. I swear to God. I bet you. You could jump 6 inches higher if you did the right pattern of like nipple. Head up, down, crack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are onto it, like a lot, you know, basketball players. Oh, I gotta bounce it twice before I shoot every time. Or skateboard.
Right.
I gotta spin my skateboard on my hand three times. You know, we're catching on. People think that OCD is like some mental disorder that makes you skip songs when you're on an airplane because you're afraid it's gonna crash the plane if you don't. You know what I'm saying? Skip it.
Right.
Which I've never had that, but
right.
But I think that also OCD is maybe just tapping into.
It's just there. I mean, it's there. There's just got to be more cheat codes out there. So, Jack, I mean, that's something you can work on in your lab, experimental lab.
I got kicked out.
Come back to us with. What else? There's a. Oh, this is another thing with just while we're just talking about fatigue and. Resting. This is what I've recommended this to, I think, both of you guys, but this is like Huberman lab style shit. Have you guys done the yoga nidra yet?
The who?
No, sir.
Man, oh man. This yoga shit nidra? I'll tell you what. This shit works for real. So if you're if you feel like you didn't get enough rest, this is just straight ripped from the Huberman lab, but it's called Yoga Nidra. Okay. And if you look it up, the best one on YouTube is the Yoga Nidra John Hopkins Cancer Research one. Okay. There's a bunch of other ones, but this is the best one. So if you look up Yoga Nidra, N-I-D-R-A. Basically, it's you just lay down. If you don't know what it is, you lay down in the bed. You don't move at all. And you just listen to somebody and they say, focus on your index finger, focus on your middle finger. And you go through your body and you focus on different points of it for 45 minutes. Damn. And yeah, it takes a long time, but it's worth it. But afterwards,
what is this for?
You feel like you got like a full night's rest, pretty much. Like if you woke up, like, and you're like, fuck, I got like 4 hours of sleep, fucked up sleep. You do this, swear to God, you'll feel, you won't feel like fully 100%, but you'll feel.
What if you just went to sleep for those 45 minutes?
That can happen, but they say, but during it, they're like, do not fall asleep. Do not fall,
you know. I'm saying if you have an hour, you could just get another hour of sleep right there.
Yeah, but it's not as deep as the rest that you get. People don't realize that. Sleep doesn't work. Sleep doesn't work. It only works if you're putting in 9 hours of it. If you're not going to do 9 hours, you got to go to these other ulterior motives. You got to do meditation. You got to do, you know, yoga nidra. All right.
And that also works for panic attacks. That's what I used to do for panic attacks, is that it's kind of like the yoga nidra. You start. You can do it by yourself too. You can just go feel every part of your body, slowly move your way up.
Mm-hmm.
No more panic, get back to work. No more anxiety, get back to working for the system. No more feelings, get back to producing content. It's a machine, man. We were born into a fucking matrix, and we need to get out now. This coffee that I'm having, sure. I got this yesterday. Tell you what, didn't realize, bro, it's delicious, but it has brown sugar and cinnamon already up in that shit and cardamom.
Is it like cold coffee?
No, it's hot coffee that you brew. Have you ever been to someone's house and they make coffee with cinnamon in it?
Oh, yep. You put that in after.
It was, well, here's the thing. It's already all in this blend. It's already up in the blend with the mixed in with the ground coffee. So, yeah, what do you think about that?
It's incredible.
That makes me dream in real life.
I've been wanting to get an espresso maker really badly.
What's stopping you, Nate? You know that you could achieve this.
I know. I'm just the go. I'm just a GoFundMe away from having it. So,
you know what? None of us have done a GoFundMe yet, and I think if we did, people would come to the rescue. You know what I mean?
Like, for like,
how many GoFundMes do you really get in life?
Right, you only get a couple.
You get
a, would you go medical category, or would this be for
a really psychiatric
mural?
It would be psychiatric Eric Grail, psychiatric mural fund.
Using I need a fucking to come back to sanity.
40-foot-tall by 100-foot wide wall. I need fucking premium paints and markers. I need a JBL huge sound system. I need a fucking La Marzano, whatever, espresso machine. And I need hella people under the age of 25 just chilling and watching me as I do my mural.
You're talking about the...
As I draw every race on the planet.
God, I think I just started crying.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Imagine. Whoa. And I'm smoking cigs and like I can't talk to anybody, but I need those 24-year-olds to be there watching.
Jim Carrey comes in. You got to teach me how you do this, man. I'm struggling.
Get off me.
No, please. No, please. Yeah. Please. I swear. Yeah. I got whatever you need. Whatever you need.
Can you promise us, Eric, once you get to a catastrophic level of fame, please get into art. Please, for the love of God.
Like, we talked last episode about Adrian. Adrian Brody style.
Yeah, yeah. Like be an Adrian Brody type person and
and just man. Do you guys think you'll, cuz I used to be so 100% anti-gun and now I'm kind of like I wouldn't mind shooting one.
Where's that just come from?
Yeah, that was just quite a trend.
Just a desire to pull a trigger.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A desire to destroy something. You ever wanted to destroy something beautiful?
I've been fighting my whole life to destroy that desire.
And this is concerning with you. If somebody like skipped the first couple minutes of this and didn't know why you dyed your hair, this would be very concerning. You're getting into a weapon.
Yeah.
Dyeing your hair is kind of a cry for help in a way.
It really is. Especially this vibe with the jet black beard.
Oh, dude, you mm-hmm. have got the motherfucking James Holmes special cooking up right now.
Who's James Holmes?
Oh,
well,
dude,
he's a Dark horrible
Knight's,
man.
Killer. To Aurora.
Oh, Aurora Sugar. Oh, Jesus.
Eric is in the James Holmes biopic, but it's Tarantino. They're doing some revisionist elements to it.
God. If you guys didn't know me and you saw this vibe on the street, would you think, fuck off?
Are you kidding me? I would think, I don't know who you are, but I need the autograph.
You know what? Oh, you know what? There was a guy at the hotel we were staying at in Portland. And before I dyed my hair, he was like, just totally nice, totally fine, but like didn't give a fuck. And then when I dyed my hair, I did feel better treatment. And he gave me like a hookup to the spa. He like gave me like free passes. And then he was like, I'm sure you get this all the time, but like, I know you from somewhere. After I had dyed the hair.
After dyeing the hair?
After dyeing the hair. Before that, he did not say that. He did not. I could,
who does
something
he think you
changed.
Are, do you think?
I don't know, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. So, yeah.
I don't know.
Jonah Hill. Yeah, that's probably it. Jonah Hill, Brad Pitt. Realistically, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, the perfect mix of the
early
two.
Brad Pitt.
Sorry, I gotta keep fucking blowing my nose.
Blow that thing. Don't apologize for ever doing that.
You know what's been taken off recently is I've been looking at Vin Diesel's Instagram, and he gets like, I think I forget how big of a celebrity he is. Cause his like, did he just start posting on Instagram or am I like no. just now like tapping into this? Like
he has
vibe.
Been lifted by the zeitgeist a little bit, but he's always been there. He's man.
Like, has he always
start.
Been posting like this where
yeah,
it just, it's so posted, beautiful. His Instagram is like fucking perfect.
Who?
Everything
he's an
about
artist.
It. Who?
He's an
Vin
artist.
Diesel. Like the
Vincent,
the pictures he selects, like the captions, everything is just absolutely mm-hmm. perfect.
What's he working on currently? What's his slate looking like?
I think he was just in something with who's that legendary British guy that's like the acting goat who's in Austin Powers?
Couldn't tell you.
James Lipton. No.
He's dead.
James Lipton.
That's sorry. It's the guy who's like, you. People do impressions of him and like the trip, you know?
Oh.
He's
I
like a really easy person
about.
To do an impression of. I'll think
Vin
of
Diesel's star meter, guess.
1.
352.
But I
do you
bet
know
you
what his production is called? Do you know what his production company is called?
Please tell
Jack,
me.
Bro,
wow,
this is maybe
this.
Exactly. I mean, I he's in
wait,
line
can
with
we
our
guess?
Thinking. Okay,
should
guess.
We guess a little bit. Let's spend some time on it. I'll just start the conversation by saying badass media. I feel like that's where we could start.
Nope. It's better than anything you could probably guess.
It's not it wouldn't be related to Dungeons and Dragons, would it?
It kind of like ties together all of his interests, I think.
Really? Okay.
It ties together, I'll give you a clue. It ties together his initial short film, Multifacial. It
okay.
ties together his biggest franchise, The Fast and the Furious. And it could potentially tie together Dungeons and Dragons.
Multifacial so, Cars Productions?
Is it called Multi-Universal Cinema? Is it called?
It's called
Multifast.
It's called One Race Films.
Wait, are you kidding me? I just guessed that. Did you hear that?
You did? Did you say one race?
Yes, I just said One Race Productions.
Are you serious, Nate?
Are you serious?
Swear to God, you are tapping into a bald man. A pure guess. Synergy.
Pure guess. Nate. Swear to God.
I did not. No, I did. All right, we're back. We're fucking back.
Back.
Something bad just happened, but we couldn't believe that. That's wow, Nate, you guessed the fucking production company. Yeah, One Race.
That is quite wild. I can't believe that happened.
So what do you think that means? One human race, no more divisions, every culture blended together, or one more race of like driving a car?
I think it's multiple things. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's a great title.
Brilliant. It's fucking brilliant, mate.
It means togetherness. Wow. It means momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be the perfect production company.
What? I mean, we're taking advantage of IMDb Pro, but can you guess what agency he's with?
Oh, he's got to be at CAA. There's no question.
Nate, bro. Yes. He's with, bro. Should we list his agents?
Give him a shout out, yeah.
Ben Levine, Benji Barr David, mm-hmm. Jimmy Darmody, yep. John Tiber, and Kevin Huvain.
Shout out to that team. Eight men.
Wow.
Five men, an all-male team. Not how I would do it, man. I'd mix it up. Of course,
Vin Diesel would have six agents all named Benjamin. How did I know?
He's got two different teams of lawyers. He's got a publicist, of course. Of course, it's 2 p.m. sharp representing his ass. He's got a lit agent, bro. He's doing good, bro. He's come up from last year, November. His star meter was 1,000, which is much worse.
Yeah, but so, I bet he's like hovered around like in the like 1 to 500 range for the last like two decades.
When do you think he was top? Groot?
Grit. Oh shit!
No, it was Find Me Guilty. I think that was his biggest moment.
Honestly, I didn't even put that together that he was the voice of Groot until right now.
Yeah, you should know. No one else could do that.
I am Groot. Are you kidding me? That's a tough line read.
I am Groot.
God, that must be the best payday of all fucking time. Was that because he doesn't have any lines, does he? Does he talk as Groot?
He says, I'm fucking Groot.
But besides that, that's his only thing you can say.
Doesn't he change? Like he was a big ass tree and then he becomes a little one?
Fucking sacrifices himself and then he becomes baby Groot.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Can't write that
reincarnation.
Shit. Yeah. So, wow. Other ways to 550. You know, Nate, bro, I've been cold plunging in ways that you can't even understand. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, I've been cold plunging hella. Well, in two different saunas. I've been getting good at it.
Do you feel the dopamine surging?
Yeah, but found out yesterday, literally last night, one of the worst things you could find out, cold plunging is not good for women. Okay?
Really?
It's not good for the womb.
Like if you're pregnant, you shouldn't cold plunge?
They said women shouldn't be doing cold plunges. And I wanted to fight back, but I don't want to speak on that, which I don't know.
That's quite interesting.
But we can still hit it. Still good for guys.
So men are trying to gatekeep another fucking thing, huh? They can't even share the cold water temperature. At a certain point, it becomes pathetic and so transparent. Let women freeze. I would like to know who funded that research. I would like to know that.
I would too, man.
Was it the Male Medical Science Facility? Johns Hopkins Center for Men?
You're the head scientist of that.
Johns Hopkins. I'll need to get out of the. Only it's a paycheck for me. It's not even a thing. It's not an ideological job. It's like.
No, I'm excited. You know, we're going back to the Y this week, Nate. You know, we're back at it.
Have you been working out at all?
No.
Are you fucking weak right now?
But I'm down 7 pounds. Literally 7.
It's all muscle. That's a movie. You realize that, right?
It can't be all muscle. It's just because I think I haven't been eating as much.
Wow. Because you've been busy? You've been on
set? I think
set?
It's that I fucking eat like crazy when I'm home. I'm just like, well, I guess I'll fucking eat. You know, but when I'm out and about and seeing the world, it's like, oh, I guess I have to eat.
That's why we need to go on tour, dude. A global tour.
A 7-year tour.
Weight loss tour.
Get me down to 120.
I'm on tour right now for 3 days, an hour away from New York.
How are you eating? How many pounds are you
eating? How am I eating? Well, it's funny. So I'm back on the road with Sarah doing just these Philly dates here. And she's very fucking healthy. She takes her fitness seriously. Me, I think God might drop a fucking rock on my head tomorrow. Let me enjoy my life and not be so serious. So I'll kind of have a performative salad when I'm with her in solidarity. And then I'll literally go on my own and go get a double tequila soda and chicken wings by myself.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I like that. Oh, remember that pizza place we went to out there? That's so good.
Oh yeah. That was good. That was
you got to go back, bro. That pizza is good.
Yeah. Well,
oh, guess what? I didn't tell you guys. I'm back on wine. I like wine again.
Is it natural or are you coming back to the suburban wine?
Bro, I'll hit whatever. I'll hit whatever as long as it's good. That's my new rule. If it's good, yeah, let me fucking hit it.
Interesting.
Infrequently, of course. But I've found out that I think it's like a couple types of grapes that fucking get me. It's those heavy, rich reds that give me headaches. Everything else
what's
is...
What's your top wines right now? Just style, Chardonnay, you know,
top wines. I like the kind of standard wedding Pinot Grigio, ice cold. You know what I mean? It's just ice. It's basically ice water with a sour
chilled
grape.
Pinot Grigio,
ice cold. Yeah, I like. What's this one? What's this grape? Grenache, cold Grenache.
You know what's the best is
that can be kind of rich.
A bunch like during the pandemic, but it was Lambrusco.
Lambrusco. Oh, like
oh, that shit is so good, man. It's like sparkling red wine, chilled. It's Italian. Of course.
Hey, have you had a sip of alcohol since my birthday?
I have. I had one drink.
Where?
At Capri Club.
When?
And I'll tell you what. I was like, you know, I'll have a casual drink. I feel like I can't do it anymore. I can't.
You're
do
just
it.
Toast. You're just done.
I'm just out. I'm out the alcohol game for a
wow.
minute.
Wow. It's just over. I do
until
think it
I,
is
until
a case
I get
of
into the rock star lifestyle. You know, right now my life isn't very rock star ish, but once I get
not
the,
yet.
The penthouse and the Lamborghini, yeah, it's over. I'm dipping in.
Yeah. I do think it is a, I think you're better off for it. And I find that when I drink, I feel like I'm in this scary place of I don't get fucked up. You know what I mean? I'm not getting like a little sloshed, but I can have a cup. I think if you have a couple often, you know what I mean? You
right.
get used to that. You can handle it.
I know.
It.
I think it's just shocking my system because I do it so infrequently now that it's like it just wrecks me because my body's like, this is... You
what
know,
do you?
It's extra poisonous.
What do you have to say though to the nonas and the fucking noninos, whatever, out in Sicily, that are 140, and they drink wine every day, and they have fish and bread, and butter, and live amazing
pass
lives.
Pass away,
to them?
Pass away.
You
please.
Don't. You want them to stop cheating the system and just
die.
Yeah,
yeah. They're making all of us look bad, man.
Yeah. I wonder if they feel fatigue.
There's too many examples of people that are like this person smokes cigarettes every day and they live till 110. Yeah, that's one person who does that. Every other 99% of people that smoke cigarettes every day are fucking dead. All right. We need to stop with these outliers, all right?
99% of cigarette smokers are fucking dead right now.
Yeah, yeah. Quote me on that. Look up the stats, man.
Man.
It's true.
All throughout time? That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying right now, walking around.
But yeah, so fatigue.
If you had a cold plunge,
like tired right now.
But what time did you go to bed last night? What time did you wake up?
I probably went to bed at like 11 p.m. Woke up at 8:30.
So something's wrong.
Yeah, something's very wrong. Something's incredibly wrong.
Or are we just tired? Are we just fucking? You know what I mean.
And I want to say, I'm not lying on the ground right now with my head on a pillow because I'm tired or because of fatigue. This is because of a technical problem where when I accidentally unplugged my microphone, I'm just trying to figure out a way to hold this thing. And this is where I'm at now.
It's fucking working.
I don't want to be here. I'd rather be on a treadmill.
And some industry news right now. You guys know that Paramount Plus has been taken over by the Google empire's son, David Ellison.
I like the way you put it. Taken over.
The merger has happened with Skydance Media has taken over Paramount Plus. And the tech industry, once again, is tampering with the entertainment industry, thinking they can solve it with their, you know, tech shit. We'll see what you do with this, Mr. David.
Wow.
Give them a shot.
Well, you know, Disney's killing Hulu.
They're what killing do you mean by that? What?
Disney is like basically killing Hulu.
Okay. What do you mean? Where am I going to watch?
The Hulu app is being deprioritized.
Will Hulu be on a different channel?
No, I don't know. I just don't fucking know what's happening.
Something is happening right now within entertainment media. A lot of us are seeking shelter on YouTube, but I'm concerned that while we are protecting ourselves, we are not fighting against these global superpowers that seem to be up to something that we can't quite figure out.
Something nefarious. Or maybe they have an amazing surprise for us. One TV show? Yeah.
Oh, that's probably it.
You can imagine that, right?
Oh, my birthday's coming up. I bet that's why they're doing this merger.
Jack, you're the 21st? 23rd.
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 Kobe Bryant.
1 week away, bro. Sheesh. Till 34? Damn, 34 sounds old, man.
It's not. It's really not.
And Nate, you're about to be 36, bro?
47, yeah. 47 years old.
But you're about to be 36, right?
36, yeah, yeah.
That's 35. Nothing. 34 is older than 36. Somehow.
You just stop. 35 is the, well, you know what? 35, yeah, 35 is the year. You just throw it all away. You're like, who fuck cares? It's over. You're done.
And you don't even think about birthdays after that.
It's nothing.
I want to quickly apologize to everyone for being allergic, having allergies. But I want people to see me like this. Weakened. I'm not powerful. I'm not all powerful.
Sneezing is one of the most vulnerable things you can show somebody.
Dude, sneezing. You know, dogs sneeze to show that they're just playing.
That they're fucking they're around. Playing they're around? Fucking with you.
Yeah.
Like they're
like imagine getting in a little fight and then you just with a person like a street fight and then you start sneezing to say like I'm chill. We're playing. This is all good.
Dude, that's a good idea for the UFC fighter. The sneezing Russian.
Is that illegal? Is that a trick move? Trickery? One sec. And then smell. Oh,
that's definitely allowed.
Wow.
Let's see that. That sounds good.
Can you spit? You can't spit in the UFC. That's obviously got to be illegal.
Yeah, that's probably not allowed yet.
But can you drool? Yeah. Can you drool on somebody as you're like, you have like a chokehold and you like a bunch of drool comes out and slowly drop onto some of these.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
There was it. That we had to do some fake fighting in this movie, and the stunt guy was really sort of rough. And total respect to him, I liked him, he was great, but he would be like, all right, so when you do this to the other guy, you gotta just like turn his body around, and then he would do it on me, and he would like put me in like a he wasn't pulling any punches, like it was like put me in a headlock, and it's jarring. It made me think, like,
do you get your ass whooped in it? Are you whooping ass?
It's a little bit equal. It's a little bit equal.
You know that leading men, they'll put into their contracts that they can never get beaten in a fight. And I just want to let you know that that's an option, because it shows you as the public's going to view you as a weak person if you're getting your ass whooped in all these.
You know what? To be honest, I don't know what they're going to go with. You know, I was kind of dominating the fight, of course, and then they had to pull my ass back. No, it made me think, like, if I got into a real fight, I have nothing. I have no strategy. I'm toast.
Yeah.
That's when the gat comes in.
I could see you getting one punch to like, like knocked out one single clock to the jaw.
I get it. I get it.
Me, you're going to have to kill me. I'm not going down like that. You're going to have to fucking kill me, dude. Want me fucking down. Mm.
Imagine getting your fucking stomach sliced.
Ouch.
That used to be happening. Box cutter. I was thinking more with a sword, but yeah, you could say that too and think about that as well. Talk about being, you know, we should have some perspective, because I'm like, imagine having malaria before they had any malaria sort of meds in 1914. Okay. That's tired.
Oh, right. Imagine getting your
face blown off in a trench in 1917, and the only pain medicine they have is a wooden stick for you to chew on, bite down on.
I mean, were people tired in the 1830s? You know, were they always fatigued?
No,
they didn't have coffee back then, right? A lot of cultures didn't.
They were eating organic. They were fucking going by their own circadian rhythms. There was no pollution. They were fucking so energized. Every second, no one was sad. No one was dying early.
I'll bet they were too itchy to be tired.
Because of the wool, all the wool clothing?
Wool, mosquitoes, everything is all around you probably makes you itch. And so if you're, you know, that's almost like doing cardio, right? First thing in the morning, wake up, scratch the side of your neck off. And at that point, yeah, if everything's infected, I would just be itching. And I'd be excited to do it too. I wouldn't be complaining like people do these days. You should be so lucky to get bitten, sucked off by a mosquito. Something to do. What are you doing today? Well, I've got one on my knee I think I might scratch.
Right. I mean, the conversation
can't life be that simple.
Right. Exactly.
What is this human obsession with conquest?
Have you guys gotten a bug bite recently? Bug bites?
Yes.
I think I was describing the one that I went to an urgent care for because it was so big on my ankle, and they were looking at me like I was crazy.
Going to an urgent care for a mosquito
bite?
That was
pathetic, man. That was a pathetic moment. Going to an urgent care because of a bug bite?
Well, if it's a
bug, I've seen better days.
Spider. Crazy spider.
You saw the bug bites that I had in the UK, right?
Those were nasty.
That was nursty. That was the gross. I felt disgusting. I felt, ugh. That was gross as fuck. What kind of bug was that? Skeeter?
It could have been horsefly.
Could have been, for sure. Could have fucking been.
this is a tangent, but reading A Scanner Darkly right now, and there's nothing better than a sci-fi book set in the future, and it's like some sad guy drinking just a regular cup of coffee. It's just so enticing.
You mean like
I want to sip on
Ford Blade Runner, like drinking a cup of coffee at the
exactly like just everything else is so technologically advanced, but the coffee is just shitty, and you're still drinking it out of the fucking Mr. Coffee. They haven't advanced that tech at all. Maybe they have, but the cup, you still got the cup, and you're sipping on the cup of coffee. You're sad. You're smoking cigarettes. You're on the hunt for some fucking person in the detective, you know, unit.
Damn. You know what I like in, like, was it Blade Runner the first to kind of, you know, remember when he's eating the ramen in the rain?
Oh, yeah.
Dystopian
yeah.
city. Gray robots walking around, hot as fuck robots with bikinis on, walking around, eating ramen. Get me there now. Take me there now. I'll take whatever side effects come from a society like that. I need to be eating ramen with busty ass fucking fleshy robots walking around.
Yeah, that sounds quite nice.
And yet we talk shit about the tech billionaires. That's all they're trying to do. Elon, all these guys who are turning half of Portland into heaven on earth. Let them cook. Right now, it looks like extreme poverty surrounding and consuming the cities. But it's a long con. Pretty soon, we're all going to be living exactly like Brian Wilson, or whatever that guy's name is, who's living forever.
Wait, you know Brian, Brian Wilson's gone now. You're talking about Brian.
Brian Anderson?
You look like, talking about.
You look like, by the way, what you're doing right now is how Brian Wilson lived for about 20 years, laid up in bed doing nothing.
I wish you guys were laying right here next to me side by side. I think this is what it feels like right now. It feels like I'm lying in bed with the three of you.
When we have the in-person studio, this is the shot. It's from the top, from the ceiling, and we're all on pillows, you know what I'm saying, in a circle, and it's just our heads, and we're looking up.
Yeah. And remember, make it dark too. Try to have bright every podcast. Oh,
dark is good. Remember that MTV show where that woman was interviewing artists in a bed?
In Tila Tequila?
No, there was a VJ, a video DJ, that was basically interviewing different. She'd be like interviewing Sonic Youth in a bed.
If we were in the 90s or the early 2000s, Eric, you would be a VJ, I think.
A VJ with like, that transitions to what? What?
That you would just be Carson Daly. Like, you'd have the 1:30 a.m. slot after that Carson Daly on cook. NBC.
Yeah.
Dating Tara Reid.
Tara. Man. When's the Tara comeback coming? When's the Tara Very bounce soon. Back coming? Very you know they're making soon. A new American Pie? You know that, right?
What? Say what?
American Pie.
With their kids? Is it like their, you know, the American know. Pie's kids thing?
I don't fucking know. But it's coming
what a
back.
Golden age.
That was a American golden pie, age of culture.
Scary Movie.
Austin Powers.
Was this with a pie? Or was it a pumpkin?
Dude, pie, bro.
It was a pie, right? Yeah, it's called a pie. Right.
Pie.
Of course.
We should make a movie called, what's it called? The Wet Biscuit? You know what I'm talking about?
The Hot Wet Biscuit at the microwave? Yeah.
What is that? Guys, the Wet Biscuit Contest? Yeah.
I just want to say, fatigue is, and some people have diagnosed, you know, terminal lifelong fatigue. Jack, I think that diagnosis is coming for you soon. But
That's okay.
You know what you were saying before. I think sometimes you just gotta power through it, live life, experience the gift any way you can. But I'm sorry to those that feel tired all the time, and I hope we figure out a way to to get you out of that, get you back energized.
Or let it go. You don't need energy.
Let it go.
You
let
are not go. A robot. You are not a computer. If right. you want to be tired, be fucking tired. Enjoy it. Be fucking tired, as I've said recently. That's an awesome bumper sticker. I am fucking tired.
Be fucking tired.
Sorry, yeah. I am fucking tired.
Sorry about that. Okay, well, now we get to the point of the show where we say what gave us joy. Nate or Jack, are you guys, do you guys have anything?
I have something.
What?
Go for it.
Well, I'm in Philadelphia here, and I don't have a phone charger. I'm phoneless. Phoneless in Philly. So just seeing people smash shit in the street and not being on my phone, but actually seeing people throw pots and pans. It's kind of mayhem where I am. If you live near Rittenhouse, Kavanaugh Square, tough name for a park, it's fucking kind of chaotic around here. But yeah, not having my phone. Next.
That's joyous. You're not going to get a charger either? You're just going to ride it?
Who, me?
Raw? Yeah.
I'm just going to ride it. I've got a charger.
When do you go back? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Ride it.
Ride it.
Damn, amazing. I'll say this, that the I watched this. Excuse me.
Jesus Christ.
I watched the second part of Shifty, the Adam Curtis documentary on YouTube. And incredible. Just amazing. It's all like kind of found footage from the 80s of Great Britain. And man, just incredible. Highly recommend it.
I gotta watch that. My joy is the having worked on this movie, Wishful Thinking, that just I just wrapped on it, and it was really a good time. Everybody was awesome, fun hanging out, going out to dinner, chilling, making new friends. The hair, I think it's going to be a good one. So keep your eyes peeled for it.
I want to know, Eric, what was your do it right now? But I'm gonna wrap you, and what does your face do? Like what do you do when you're wrapped? So it's like, yeah. All right, okay, everybody, yeah. That is a you just crushed this scene. It was probably your best scene yet.
Yeah, right.
All right, everyone, that is a wrap on Eric Rahill. Everyone goes crazy.
Wow, the millennial riz. There you go.
Yeah, that's one you're gonna have to watch if you're just.
Who did you hug at the end there?
That's the executive producer, of course. That's the first person I think. Then director, then fucking star, the stars, then PAs, then assistants, then
they get hugs too.
The extras, I'm lining the extras up one by one, even if they have to be in the next shot. Come here, boom, 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 and I tell them all they can do it if they put their mind to it, and this career is attainable if you work hard enough. It's not a talent game; it's a fucking marathon. So stick with it. Respect. All right, guys, that's another episode of Joy Tactics in the can. Good job,
get
guys.
Some rest. Get some rest, job, everybody. Rest, please.
Please.
Good job listening, too.
Please. Good job listening, yeah. Nice. Sorry for my allergies.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.